I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unfortunately, terrorism has become a normality in our world today, so we might despair or even grow numb to it. But have we forgotten that God is still in control? Then, God's plans are certainly mysterious, and that's sometimes uniquely true when it comes to ministry. So we're going to share one leader's journey about his plans and God's fingerprints in just a moment. But first, we'll start with a look at the big picture, because sometimes it's helpful to step back and consider that as we're taking a bird's eye view of ISIS today. While the group established roots before the turn of the century, it's only been widely feared over the last few years. Tom Doyle of E3 Partners says even though there have been a number of prominent terrorist organizations in recent history, ISIS somehow managed to be more sinister.
Shockingly, the Islamic State took terrorism to the next level.
Attacks vary in target and method, but they're all meant to inspire fear, and they're all horrifying.
Sadly, you would think that this would just turn people away from any kind of jihadist mentality, but this has actually been a recruiting tool.
Doyle says people who are struggling to find purpose can sometimes find ISIS's ideology appealing. But even as we witness the evil that man is capable of, we can't forget the mercy that God is capable of.
Whether it's the Islamic State or Jabhat al-Nusra, the evil is unimaginable, but they are not outside of the potential for Christ to reach them. So that's what we have to keep praying, that they're defeated, but then also that members will come to faith in Christ.
Next, school can be a challenge for many students already. But what if you had to concentrate on an empty stomach? Protesting and political unrest in Venezuela means that many children have to do just that.
For most of the children, they, especially in the poor neighborhoods, they only have one meal a day. So you can imagine, you can give them a gift back, and actually that's what we're still doing, but the children really are hungry.
Transworld Radio normally does its ministry on the air, but in the midst of hard times, they're opening their doors to hurting communities in Venezuela. Even though times are hard, Marietta Osterhoff says it's that very suffering that helps the joy of the gospel stand out.
There will be a difference, a great difference, but they are in
the
without
country,
hope. We cannot go in the country because it's way too dangerous.
But
we can help them in other ways,
even
by prayer
we as
and
a country,
I think by support,
are going
by financial
downwards
support.
Now. But God is there. He's in control.
Pray that Venezuelan believers will be able to unite in this crisis. Pray for protection as organizations like TWR minister in some dangerous areas. If you want to help, Osterhoff says you don't have to wait.
They are in the country. We cannot go in the country because it's way too dangerous. But we can help them in other ways by prayer and I think by support, by financial support.
And maybe you've already heard, not too long ago, Slavic Gospel Association's president, Bob Provost, decided to retire. Taking his place at the beginning of May was Michael Johnson, a previous employee of SGA. New president, Michael Johnson, says,
we've lived in Rockford. The ministry is in the Rockford area. We tried to sell our house 10 years ago. It was on the market for 2 years. The Lord wouldn't allow it to sell. So 10 years later, when Dr. Provost made the decision to retire, I was contacted by the firm that was doing the search, and the job description fit perfectly.
So Johnson originally stepped away from SGA to accept a business position elsewhere to provide for his son's college expenses. But God had a different plan, and he got a call inviting him back.
I went through the interviewing process, and the board of directors of the mission unanimously called me back to the ministry, and I just couldn't be happier because I've never lost my love for the ministry. I've never lost my love for the people in the former Soviet Union.
The change in presidency doesn't mean that SGA's vision will change or that the previous president, Bob Provost, is out the door. Instead, he's going to continue with SGA as the president emeritus, kind of as an advisor to Johnson. Would you pray for wisdom and guidance for both the ministry and the new president this season? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day, so why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's Word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.